Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, dear listeners. Happy Monday. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And it's that time of the morning that we discuss about economic affairs. We discuss about things that affect our bread and butter. And, you know, most of you, you are on your way to work, and some of you are returning back home. And also, January is moving. It's moving toward the end, and by the time you wake up, we'll find ourselves already in June. That's why it's very important to make sure that whatever you do during the day, make sure that you do it to the best of your ability, so that you will not say, I should have done that, so that you not end up saying, I should have done that. And, you know, a lot of people are very happy, especially on what have happened yesterday. Especially when you look at that aspect of football, where you see the Rayon of Terag or Senegal winning the African Cup of Nation, and you also be able to see that it was a very tough game. It was a very tough game, and football is a very beautiful thing. It brings people together, and it is also united, you know, nations and state. Because football is not only about happiness, but it's also about social cohesion and also bringing people together. And, you know, and when you look at a lot of people, it's not really a matter of race, but when you are looking at Senegal and playing with Morocco, a lot of people, they are looking at Morocco like, no, they are ours, but they are not really ours because of how they look. But that's Africans, they're African. And when you look at global ranking, Morocco is ahead, and also ranking in terms of African football, Morocco is number one, followed by Senegal. You'll be able to see that if they can do this in African Cup of Nation, why can't they bring World Cup to Africa? Why can't they bring World Cup to Africa? And maybe also to learn to say, maybe next time Namibia will end up at final, then they'll make us happy. And, you know, those are some of the things which have been happening, particularly during the weekend. Actually, a lot has happened. But when you look at the history of football, we'll be able to realize that football has united people. And I remember there was a time when there was conflict in Ivory Coast, and I think that time of Didier Drogba, when he was a captain, he united the nation. They won the African Cup of Nations. And at that time, he also went publicly and say, we must end war. And you know how powerful football is, and how it can bring people together. Because it's not only about being in the pitch, but it's also about cultural identity. And when we speak about invest in football, invest in sport, we don't only mean for celebration, but it's also for cultural cohesion and also unity. But that is what has been happening. And let's look ahead. And we are always indicating to you, that, you know, every morning we give you a motivation. But motivation alone, it's like a theory without practice. You must be able to practice. But you must be able to put that theory into practice. And that is the only way we'll be able to do something in life. Because if there is a saying to say, don't claim easy victory. Do not claim easy victory. And also, winning slowly is sustainable. And also, long-term. Because there are people who want to achieve everything within a year. There are people who want to achieve everything within a year. And ask yourself this question. If you can get everything that you want within a year, what are some of those things, everything that you want in life within the year? And what will you do in the next 30 or 8 years ahead of you? Realize that it will be boring, because life should be a process, should be long term, should be celebrated, and it's a journey that should be celebrated by everybody. That's why when you are not winning today, maybe you are going to win tomorrow, or maybe you are going to win next week, next month, next year, even after 10 years. But that is exactly what we mean. So, looking at the continent of Africa, before we go to the main conversation for today, it has been stated very clear. That Yoweri Museveni has won. Official results are out. Has won the elections in Uganda, and this will extend his 40 years rule in Uganda. And apart from everything that has been happening, it also stated that the AU has congratulated Yoweri Museveni, who was re-elected with a total of 71.61% of the votes casted during the 15th January 2026 elections, and this will extend his 40-year rule in Uganda. And there is a lot of things which have been happening, and a lot of people are looking at why AU is, giving these congratulations and also giving this, credit to the peaceful elections. Maybe that was the best that the country have done. Maybe according to AU observation, mission, that was the recommendation. But we also need to look at how it has been, and also need to look at because sometimes when a teacher is setting a test or when a teacher is marking a test, sometimes also based on the previous performance, maybe that is the best democracy that could happen in East Africa. Maybe that is the best democracy that could happen in the East of Africa. Maybe there are some improvements, but you'll be able also to see that I think it's now becoming a fashion in Africa, because when you look at how it has been, like when a president has won, majority of African presidents have to congratulate their counterpart, because these are the people that they are going to work together with. In most cases, when somebody got into power, they congratulate and they also show up during the inauguration. But what we see in the continent of Africa currently is like there is a bit of isolation in terms of visibility, in terms of democracy. Maybe the congratulation is in private, but it also shows a message that maybe it could be that they are also not happy with the behaviors of their counterpart. They are also not happy. Maybe congratulations are still yet to come. But we have seen that, during the administration of Tate Pohamba, Tate Geingob, and Tate Sem, we are able to see that in most cases, every president who come to power, president, they congratulate, even during Tate Mbumba, they congratulate their counterpart. But what we see, it could be that it also show a different message to say maybe the conduct was not satisfactory, or maybe the congratulation can come in private, or maybe people do not want to be associated with what has been happening. But compared to what have happened in in Tanzania, there was no bloodshed. No bloodshed, though reports are indicating that they have heavy presence of police and security forces. But there was no bloodshed. And the joint election observation mission under Goodluck Jonathan, that is the former president of Nigeria, said to release a preliminary report of what have happened, especially when it's coming to democracy in Uganda. And sometimes if you look at things from both angles, you'll be able to see that it could be that Museveni still has popularity in Uganda, It could be that you still have popularity in Uganda, because when you look at if you are scaling up based on the Rumenta indicators, you realize to say it's not really bad. It's not really bad. Maybe it could be that the elections is not what we think have happened. It could be that that is the people's decision. It could be that that is the people's decision. And people are making a lot of commentary and analysis too regarding what have happened in Uganda. But that is those you know, continental affairs. But looking at Ethiopia. Ethiopia is the next powerhouse in terms of African economic development, but it looks like the leadership of Ethiopia, they are putting their house in order. They are putting their house in order, because looking at the recent development, regardless of what have been happening, looking at the recent development, especially in Ethiopia, apart from its history of struggling with its debt reviving program, stated that the International Monetary Fund has approved new disbursement of $261 million for Ethiopia after it has completed its fourth review of country's 48-month extended credit facility, and this money will help Ethiopia to cover the balance of payment and budget needs, bringing the total disbursement under the program just over $2.8 billion. And when you look at projects which have been happening in Ethiopia, apart from being number one in terms of airport logistics, and also extending its airline services, and also its power to purchase and extend the Ethiopia, you know, airlines by buying more than 200 airlines. Also, one of the countries which built the biggest dam in the continent, the biggest dam in the continent to supply with supply them with hydro energy, and also capitalizing on Nile River water. And you'll be able to realize that when it comes to development, it looks like the headquarter of the African Union is also seeing the future in terms of development, and also to expand. To expand the country's national interest. And remember, Ethiopia is part of BRICS too. And also, what it's also telling you is also that it's a kingmaker. It's a kingmaker in African development, because you see that it's not only IMF, it's not only the US, but also when you look at the beginning of the year, especially with the routine of China's high-level diplomatic mission, you realize that the foreign minister of China, when he started his Africa diplomatic mission yearly, like how he has been doing, started with Ethiopia, and that is already giving you a message that when it comes to Ethiopia's future of investment, the next, you know, key things. One of the next key players that you have to see in African development, not only South Africa, not only Egypt, not only Nigeria, but Ethiopia too. Because if you get the leadership right, if you get the leadership correct, then system will place themselves in order, and system will also be able to place themselves in order, so that you can be able to advance the development not only of your country, but also expand relations. Because what need to be done, especially at the point where we are now, it's not only about one African country to succeed, but all African countries to make sure that they are connected to the economic grid, they are connected to the economic system of Africa, and also to push further forward and fast when it comes to continental free trade area. Because the good thing about continental free trade area is that the smaller countries like Namibia, if we put our house in order, if we capacitate our SMEs, if we capacitate our people to have needed skills, then African Continental Free Trade Area will be, a success, because we're also leveraging on our resources in trading with bigger nations such as Ethiopia and also many other nations. And yeah, looking at DRC, seems like seems like when you look at DRC, it's like conflict will not end. But we'll look at this news in a short period of time, and then from there we'll look at Trump and also his board of peace. Then we'll look at the conversation that we have for today, because today we're going to have a very interesting conversation, especially when you're going to speak about harnessing of intelligence, harnessing of skills, particularly with Namibia's most gifted children. Do we have institutions? Do we have advanced institution that will make sure that the countries such as Namibia will also have a role to play in the future? Because one of the things that made advanced countries such as Japan, America, and also Russia, a fortress, or they are made fortress, or they are made, powerful economically, militarily, is that they made sure that they put the most gifted kids ahead, and also make sure that they deploy them into key facilities, in key institutions that drive the economy, that drive the security, that drive, technology, so that they can be able to contribute positively to the advancement of their country. And they become very difficult to compete with. They become very difficult to beat. And they become, a force to reckon with, particularly when it comes to influence, and also when it comes to issues of setting out the global agenda. Because you need to be in the room when the big boys of economy are speaking, when the big boys of politics are speaking, when the big boys of trade are speaking. You need to be in the room. That's why it's quite very important also to say, apart from resources, how do we advance our human skills, and also how do we harness the skills from gifted children? Do we just put them in the mainstream academy, or do we also have a special program for them to make sure that they are guided? Because it's like, you are dealing with country's wealth, you are dealing with your country's diamond. And also we look at some of the development, especially in line with most gifted children in the country. And you should get me correctly. I'm not saying there are those who are not gifted, but you'll be able to understand, looking at psychology and also looking at human science, you'll be able to realize that there are those who are able, or who are able to grasp, different fields very fast. And there are also those who are ahead of their time. And that is the nature of life. Although everybody is having a talent, but today we are going to look at most gifted. And you also need to ask yourself a question to say, what happened to that child that you have schooled with? There was just a guy in school that maybe he was always number one from grade 1 until grade 10, until grade 12. But after that, things did not go well. What have happened? Is it the system? Is it the support? Is it the recognition? What have happened? Especially looking at that aspect, there was always somebody, and you're asking yourself to say, what really happened to this lady? What really happened to this guy? Was it because the system was not able to accommodate this person? Or was it because the person was not supported? Or was it because there was no facilities? Or was it because even if there were facilities, there was no advanced facilities to help and assist this individual? And we'll also be able to look at what do countries such as Japan and the U.S. do with their most gifted children, and how do they integrate them into the system? Because you'll find most gifted kids end up in trouble, but the system does not chase them away. You find no government can go to even to prison and conduct an IQ test, and also look at those who are rehabilitatable. And this person, you find him working for FBI. Or you find this person working for American military operation. Or you find this person working at advanced, science projects in the U.S. And they become leading projects. And to say you can't waste gifted children, you can't waste that knowledge. Although the person has done something, he has to be able, his punishment must not put what he has to offer to the country down. And also, what is the law saying? If we have only one scientist, and just put it in this context, let me say, in Namibia, I only have one scientist, a Namibian scientist. And that guy is leading, for example, a project of coming up with uranium plant. That is also to facilitate the process of advancing our energy system. Then one day the guy just got angry. They got in an argument with the wife and just punched the wife. And gender-based violence team is there. Police is there. Then this guy will give him 15 years in prison. 15 years in prison. And from there, you realize to say yes is the law. But what can be done to make sure that this person is helped? Because person need assistance, person need to be punished, but we also need to look at what the country needs at that point in time, and also how can we harness the knowledge that we have in that aspect. But we'll look into that after 7, just to give you an overview of what we are going to say. But what is also interesting is that today, like any other Monday, Wednesday and Friday, we also have the version of the Villager newspaper, that is our e-paper, and we'll also be able to look at what is in the content of the Villager newspaper in terms of economic development issues, and also in terms of advertisement. That's why we're always indicating to you that your day is not complete, your Monday is not complete, if you are not able to find out on what is in the Villager newspaper and what content and context is there, so that when you do your research, when you expand your interest, you have your guiding newspaper, you have your guiding e-paper that will be able to guide you as an entrepreneur, that will be able to guide you as an industrial leader, and you'll be able to have a successful day if you look into that aspect. So let us look at a short commercial break. Then from there, we'll come and look at what is happening. What is happening, especially looking at the U.S. and also Greenland, and also be able to look at what is happening in Democratic Republic of Congo moving forward. And maybe also to check a little bit of Board for Peace, or Board of Peace of Donald Trump. And also the charter that initiate the Board of Peace, and what is required from those countries that want to have a seat in the newly proposed to be established institution. And is it going to be an alternative to United Nations? And what is happening? There's a lot of things happening in the world, and when you read, when you follow, you'll be able to see where the world is coming from, where it's going, and also what is your role, because there's always a role that you need to play in this, ever-changing, globalized world. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll continue with our international news today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-2888.
Save so much more in 2026 at WB. Get 1 liter Clover Ultra UHT milk for $19.99. 1 kg Top Score Instant Maize for only $23.99. 500 gram Bacomo Cornflakes for only $29.99. And 8 Twin Saver 300 sheet 1 ply toilet rolls for only $33.99. See more January specials at Wurmanbrock.com. We care.
The festive season is a time for traveling, a time to reunite and celebrate with loved ones. But most importantly, it's a time to obey the road rules. Check your tires, wear your seatbelt, drive sober, adhere to speed limits, and walk responsibly. Do the right thing and save lives this festive season. Your family awaits.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi Kayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamwiri nawa, ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's 32 minutes past the hour of 6. And looking at what is happening in DRC, it is stated that there is uncertainty in Uvira as SEM-23 rebels gain. M23 rebels announced withdrawal from Eastern DRC city. And, there are a lot of moves which are happening, especially when it's coming to Democratic Republic of Congo. And the AFC and M23 That is a group of rebels that have been fighting in the east of DRC. They indicated that when it's come to eastern DRC, M23 has announced that it will place the city under of Uvira under the responsibility of international community. I think these are some of the moves and development, especially part of diplomacy, to make sure that there will be an agreement reached between M23 and the government of Republic of Congo. And there are quite concerns, especially from citizens, to say, why this move, why the withdrawal? Because M23 has also been providing security. You realize to say that one of the things which is also, one of the things which is also terrifying is that when M23 come to the city, they start controlling the city. And they also start managing that resources and also trade roads. You realize that to say some of the citizens, they end up coming back to that city. And also business continue as usual. And you also realize that when they leave, they are so concerned. Now you're asking yourself, what is really happening? Is this a strategy? Because there's also uncertainty, especially from the residents, to say, are they really leaving? Or is just a strategy also to find a way on how to continue the fight? But that those are some of the developments which are happening, especially when it comes to DRC. Looking at that side of Greenland, it stated that thousands of people are protesting anti-Trump handoff protests, especially in Denmark streets, and they are protesting because Trump said he's going to take over Greenland anytime soon. It's a trade route and it's a very important land for the United States of America. But you see that Greenland being a territory that is under the control of the Danish government. It also has a prime minister. And when you look at Greenland, it has a population not over 100,000, but it has its own legitimate government. But in terms of UN, it's under the leadership, or it's under the direct control of Denmark. But this time, people are protesting. And there has also been a lot of not-so-present comment, especially coming from the EU and also some of the NATO member states, to say we must intensify the security of Greenland, and we should not allow Greenland to be taken by the United States of America. And those are some of the things which have been happening, especially looking at that aspect of, Greenland. Yeah, moving forward, looking at the United States of America and also the development of peace strategy, especially looking at the case of Gaza. And also Israel, to state that part of expansion of the plan of peace for Gaza and also the Palestinians, they stated that President Donald Trump has proposed, there is already a charter, actually, there is already a drafted charter of a new Board of Peace. It's called the Board of Peace. There is already a charter on the new Board of Peace, which is in the structure of an international organization. And looking at the White House communication, it looked like it indicated actually that the plan of adding conflict in Gaza per United Nations Security Council Resolution of 2025. That is Resolution 2803. Part of that extension is to establish what is called Board of Peace, which is in the form or in the structure of international organization, and it's not only about Gaza anymore, but it's an extension of peace in the world. And the United States is indicating that countries which want to be member in that or want to have seat in the Board of Peace must pay $1 billion US dollar, and each country who become a member of Board of Peace will serve for 3 years. And interestingly, the inaugural and the executive chairman of that Board of Peace is Donald Trump. That is the president of United States of America. And analysts are indicating to say, is this part of formation of an alternative to United Nations? Is this a challenge in terms of what has been happening? Is this also an attempt to weaken the United Nation, or is a legitimate body of formation of international institutions? It's part of the move. And looking at development, is to say charter has been drafted, especially, and the invitation has already been extended to some states who would become part of Board of Peace. It's a very interesting development. There are a lot of institutions which are being formed, and when it comes to global governance, now you do not know which one is more powerful anymore, and you also do not know which one will have influence over the future. Because when it comes to Bretton Woods institutions, that is World Bank, IMF, and that is in the main United Nations. After 1945, United Nations has been a most trusted institution, especially dealing with global affairs, and it played a crucial role, particularly in avoiding the Third World War, which has been avoided for a very long time, which is also, people are looking at it not to happen, because there was a time in history that the world was very closer to the using of nuclear weapons. Not nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons. Bombs are just part of, nuclear weapons. And the world was very closer to the use of nuclear weapons, particularly that time when the Marxist revolutionary or the left-wing politicians and the communist ideologists, they were very strong, especially that time of Ernesto Che Guevara and also Fidel Castro. And they are saying they were just few kilometers, and those nuclear weapons from Russia were already placed in Cuba. And when you look at the position of Cuba, and also where the U.S. is, and what the U.S. did, they also placed their nuclear in Turkey, just to make sure that any single move. But due to high level of diplomacy, the world was called to restrain. But it's a very interesting period in history. The world was ready to bomb each other. But when you look at that thing very well, you also realize that human beings, they have mind, they can think, and they can also look at the outcome. Because when you look at possession of nuclear weapon and you are faced with another person with nuclear weapon, you realize to say there is no winner in that war. Because even if you destroy the country completely, who you are going to trade with, and you also have your cousins on the other side, you also have people that you trade with on the other side, and you also have business interests on the other side, and people, they are people and they think, they sit, and they speak. Because even if you look at what have happened in Japan after destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you realize to say the United States, the friendship between United States and Japan now is very strong, and you cannot go between them. It's very, very strong, and they also assisted in the reconstruction of that those cities, and they also are sharing different projects. Then you realize to say human beings are very interesting, people, very interesting animals, and they can think. And they can also weigh the outcomes. They can also look at impact analysis to say, if I do this move, what will happen to my enemy, and what will happen to my friend, and also what will happen to history. And also, if you do that, what will also happen to you? Because for somebody to give an instruction to say, use a nuclear bomb, he also need to think about himself and his future, and all those things which will happen after all. And also the guilty that will happen, because the scientist by the name Oppenheimer, who expanded the research of Albert Einstein, and he was one of the leader in the project of coming up with a nuclear bomb. But at the end of his life, he was regretful. And let us look at the minister.
Ipapatso ya go rekisiwa ga mmua tlhakanelo re etsang banne ba mafelo a batho botlhe ba ba nnang mo gone mo Namibia. Seno ke kitsiso e e botlhokwa thata go tswa lefapeng la temothuo, ditlhapi, metsi le tlhabololo ya mmu. Tsweetswe re etsa ka kelotlhoko mme lo bolele ba lolapa la lona, baagisani le ditsala ka molaetsa ona. Tlogela go reka gongwe go rekisa mmu wa morafe ka ntlha ya eng? Ka gonne mmu o o leng wa batho botlhe ba Namibia ke mmu wa puso, mme o ka se rekisiwe ka tsela epe. Go nna le seabe mo dipuisanong dipe tse di amanang go rekisa gongwe go reka ga o ka fa molaong gotlhelele. Molao wa Communal Land Reform Act, molao wa botlhano wa ngwaga ya 2022, o thibela ditiro tse di ntseng jalo ka tlhamalalo. Ditlamorago tsa ditherisano tse di seng ka fa molaong tsa lefatshe, dikotlhao tsa semolao. Ba ba tlolang molao ba ka duedisiwa madi kgotsa ba tsenngwa mo kgolegelong. Go kgoreletsa kutlwano ya setšhaba, go rekisa kgotsana go reka mmu wa setšhaba go ka baka dikgotlang tsa lefatshe le dikgotlang mo setšhabeng sa rona. Se o tlhokang go se dira, se o tlhokang go se itse, lefatshe la morafe ke la rona rotlhe. Ke thoto e abelanwang e tshwanetseng go sologela molemo mongwe le mongwe. Sireletsa boswa jwa rona ka go tlotla lefatshe la rona, ka go tlotla boswa lengwe ya rona le go sireletsa tikologo ya rona. Go bega ditiro tse di seng ka fa molaong. Fa e le gore o belaela gore go na le kgwebo e e seng ka fa molaong ya lefatshe, tsweetswe begela bolaodi jwa ditso lekgotla la mmu la bommasepala kgotsana ofisi ya lefapha e e gaufi le wena. A re direng mmogo go sireletsa lefatshe la rona le re le abelanang gore dikokomana tse di tlang di le dirise. Lefapha le ka se ikarabele mo tatlhegelong ya lefatshe ka ntlha ya go rekisiwa ga lefatshe la morafe go go seng ka fa molaong. Gakologelwa, lefatshe la morafe le botlhokwa fela thata. A re le bolokeleng, le babalesegile ebile le sireletsegile mo go botlhe. Ke lebogela tirisanommogo ya lona. Molaetsa wa radio o gasiwa go ya ka thuso ya madi go tswa pusong ya Namibia le Federal Republic of Germany go ya ka tirisanommogo ya German Development Bank. Go bona tshedimosetso ka botlalo, tsweetswe ikgolaganye le ofisi ya lefapha e e gaufi le lefelo la lona kgotsa ofisi ya dikitsiso tsa setšhaba ya lefapha la temothuo, ditlhapi, metsi le tlhabololo ya lefatshe mo nomoreng ya 061-208-7604.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and we are speaking about the Board of Peace that is under the leadership of inaugural executive chair Donald Trump. And we've been speaking to say the world, especially the advanced world, although people speak about nuclear weapon, we know the impact, of what it can do, and also what will happen, especially post the use of nuclear weapon. But you also realize to say human beings are civilized, and they find means to solve their dispute, no matter the circumstances. And looking at the Secretary General of United Nations, he's saying, no, we are not going to give up on United Nations. We are not going to give up, because that is the only institution that we have. Because when you look at what happened in the 1960s, for example, especially when the world was very closer to destroy itself, when civilization was very closer to destroy itself, realized to say, the use of nuclear will not be good even for the user, because as we stated, one of the scientists who was a project leader in the discovery that advanced science can be able to create something which can have a great impact, and he actually didn't know about what the authority was planning, and he died a regretting man. If you look at the history of J. Robert Oppenheimer, the famous scientist who was a leader in the project of making an atomic bomb, after the drop of bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, this 1945, and those atomic bombs, within the end of that year, 200,000 people died in Japan. 74,000 just died of the impact, burns, and injury, the radiation sickness. And by the end of that year, 200,000 people died. They have never happened before, and just because of the science and the discovery of one man. And Oppenheimer did not live long. He died of throat cancer, and researchers saying he was depressed and he was smoking a lot. And one of the quotes that he said is that now I am, and I become death, the destroyer of the world. And that can also be led, or that can also lead to the discussion for today, that uncontrolled intelligence can be chaotic. Uncontrolled intelligence can be destructive, and also psychologists they have indicated to say intelligence can be a blessing and also can be a curse. And that's why the discussion for today, we are going to look at what is that Namibia is doing to make sure that we have protected, we have harnessed, and we have mentored our most gifted children. And they are always in every civilization. They are always, you have smart people, you have intelligent people, and you have extraordinary children. There are those children who surprise even teachers. You find the kid is in grade 1 and is discussing issues of grade 5. The kid is in grade 5 and is bored because his friends are in grade 10. But in the society that we have been raised, you've been raised to put your head down. And some of these children are raised also to just continue being in that system. Just continue being in that system until they finish school. But what happened when an extraordinary gifted child is not identified? You find them, find shortcut in life. Some of them, they become scammers. Do you think somebody who can scam a minister, although a person is a criminal, is not, you think that person is not intelligent? Somebody is even actually extraordinary to do certain things. There are even criminal activities. It's not criminal activity of grabbing a phone. criminal activities that are done to that extent that even the experienced detective are shocked how this person have done those things. But the question for today is also to look at what can we do, what can our institutions do to make sure that we have harnessed the skills of our extraordinary people, the gift of children that can be able to lead this country forward, and also to make sure that intelligence is not going to waste. And that is also some of our human capital, or that is also some of the wealth of the nation that we should harness. Because have you ever been at the place where, or have you ever seen somebody who is so disorganized? Maybe is beating people in the street. Maybe has 25 girlfriends. Maybe this person drink from Monday to Friday. But this person is super intelligent. But just by the look of things, have you ever looked at the situation, or have you ever seen somebody that was a straight A student? People who don't come to there were always those kids who don't come to school with books. Or when the teacher started, they start already giving answers, even when the teacher is not done with the question. But what happened? This person in that society is not accommodated. This person will face a lot of things. Competition, envy, and also difficult to understand. And these people end up not being productive in the society. Not necessarily because they did not want to be productive, because the system did not understand them, did not understand their capability. And when what is happening with countries such as the United States of America, you look at Japan, you look at Russia, you realize to see they have actually programs, special programs dedicated to the gifted children of their generation. This is where you see somebody at the age of 12 is already at the business school, or is already doing engineering at Oxford. But in Namibia, if the person is showing that he's able, you have to make sure that this person can still go for 7 more years until he or she is looking like others, because we don't have system. And you find out that no matter the tariffs that you see, no matter the imposition of regulations, if somebody is from Mexico, that United States are not in good terms with, if somebody from Venezuela, if somebody from, let me say, Afghanistan, has shown extraordinary capacity, extraordinary intelligence, this person will be accommodated by the United States of America. They have what we call the EB or A1 ability, or extraordinary ability, green card. That is a special visa that is given to most extraordinary and also most intelligent people that want to enter the United States of America. Do you think that a visa that you are going to have is the same visa that Elon Musk has? And most people do not even know that Elon Musk is a South African, was a South African before he went to United States of America, where he will be able to expand his gift and will be able also to become the richest man in the world. South African boy. It's only that he's not black, but he's South African. But he found out that there are places that can be able to accommodate him. There are special programs that can be able to accommodate him. And the very interesting thing is that some of the things that you see in movies are real, where you see a law enforcement agency can go to a prison and look at profiles of some people who committed not really bigger crimes, but look at their background, look at their qualifications, and give them an offer to say, look, you were here to serve for 5 years. Maybe you just you were beating people in the street, or you stole this amount of money. But you have extraordinary skills. You have engineering degree in, or you study actuarial science, for example. And these are some of the rare skills that we have. But part of your punishment, you are going to work in this. You are going to attend anger management classes, you are going to see psychologists, you are going to be integrated in the community, but part of your punishment, you are going to work for the state. That's why there was somebody who was saying, no, United States does not have strongest army in the world. I said, we may hate what they do. We may not like what they do. But one thing must be very clear that they can fight. And the analysts have proven this, that they can fight war anyway. They can come and pick you up anyway. We have seen what they have done. And they have advanced technology. But what they did is that they made sure that they capitalize on gifted and extraordinary people. They place their people in law enforcement agency. They place their people in science and engineering. They placed those gifted children at special schools also, not only to monitor what they can do with their mind, but also to advance their social skills. Because when you say intelligence is a blessing and a curse, if somebody is not able to control his intelligence, he can also become his worst. Maybe he can also become his worst destroyer of the self. And that's why they have this special program. I'm bringing about this conversation because in the weekend I actually attended one of the very beautiful event by Ellen Gray, where they offer a fellowship to one of the best Namibians. And what I have realized is that this institution, what they do, they also make sure that after these children, they got this fellowship to study. They are also mentored. They also have psychologists too, to make sure that if these children are at university and they find themselves in depression, they find themselves not able to cope, they got assistance. And what I also find out is also that they also realize to say, no, after university, some of these kids, they become not interested in doing what they have studied, but they have business ideas. They fund these projects. Then I said, wow, why can't we do it as a country? Why can't we make sure that those who are able to do it, they are placed? Because the funny thing about us in Africa is that it depends whose kid is doing that. But maybe what we could have done, if we could have done that 20 years ago, maybe somebody who found a cure or who would find the cure of HIV and AIDS could be from Namibia. But did we capitalize on the gifted? Did we utilize the skills of the gifted? Or we put them down within the system? In US, they Harvard, when they started Harvard, it was only for those top-notch people, industrial leaders. When they came up with MIT, it's only for those top industrial leaders in the future of the US. Top scientists, top lawyers, top everything. Special universities, because they realized to say, those who are able to think fast can also think for us for the future. Those who are able to think fast can be able to think for us for the future. And they have done it very well. They have done it very well. In the corporate industry, they have done it very well. In governance, they have done it very well. In research and development, they have done it very well. There is no researcher who does not read, whether you are from any part of the world, does not read Harvard Business Review. There is no one who doesn't read Harvard Business Review. And there is no social scientist who does not know, who does not know one of the Canadian industrial and clinical psychologists too. I think it's a double expert. It's a double expert. That is Jordan Peterson. There is nobody who does not know that man. He's a very influential guy on social media. But those are the products of special program, and they are also the leaders in harnessing intelligence and knowledge. But what do we do in Namibia? Intelligent scientists, made the mistake, he got out of the system for a very long time, or something happened to him, no one can even go and look for that person, because if you are, or maybe a person just have anger management issue, but a person has a lot of other things that he can be able to do. In Namibia, get fired, get blacklisted, and we decampaign you. If you're in politics, we decampaign you to say, let them out. And you ask yourself, why do we have Namibians outside the country who are leading industries? People are even scared of them. They respect them so much. You have doctors, you have professors, you have, but have we harnessed the skills? Why do we have rare experts outside the country? Go to the US and look at the industrial leaders of medical schools, or I mean medical research. These are black Africans. But maybe now is the high time that we look at our most gifted children. And get me right. I'm not saying there are those who are not gifted. But you understand with me that from your experience, you have seen incredible children who can see the future, who can solve complex problems, but who also found themselves in trouble. Some of these guys, I know a person whose name is not going to be mentioned. That guy, when we were at school, he was actually not from my high school, but I just met him somewhere. It's a very young boy. That guy, he impressed me. But when I speak about his story, I'm also want to cry, because where he is now and what he does, he could have been somewhere. He could have been our industrial leaders. That guy did high level, but he did not study. That time there was no AS level. It's called high level. Did high level subject, did not study. Got I think 50 something points. Go to engineering, got 3 or 4 bursaries. And he has to choose. It's him to have to choose. And he was living like a king when he went to, engineering school. It's not ordinary engineering. It's to study high voltage engineering, not any other. But because of lack of societal guidance, lack of support, and also lack of additional program to assist this person, he started to live like a king when he was second year, because people that he was associating himself with, they are already in the industry. He was already advising them. He was already on the table. And they were his friends. Because the amount of money that he was getting from, the amount of money that this guy was getting from, this bursary's pocket money. It's like for somebody who was already working, maybe grade 8 level or grade 7 in government. He was living like a king, but due to that situation, due to lack of guidance and proper management, this person ended up not finishing school, and this person also, started being just in the street, and not well guided. And you are asking yourself to say, don't we have institution that harness the skills of this person? Because this person was not only supposed to be an engineer, but he was supposed to be the head of that engineering school. Maybe the head of research. Maybe this person was supposed to be the guy who is going to lead the, I don't want to say NAMPA. Maybe going to lead the, Iranian plant that we are proposing to have. But due to lack of institutional arrangement, lack of special program to harness the intelligence, some of these people, we may end up losing them with they are gifted and God gave them to us, but we are not seeing them. Because this person was not supposed to become a threat, was supposed to be a wealth which was supposed to be protected. We see them coming to university with 52 points, but they don't even complete their first years. Not really because people are not able to, because the environment which they are, they are not supported, and they are just treated like ordinary people. But other countries, special program, various intervention, and also controlling of intelligence, because the mind is loaded. The mind is loaded. There are measures in place. Those who study psychology will be able to understand me, that the history of gifted children, which proven to be extraordinary, and those with honest and well-guided knowledge would be able to become somebody. Because you can just see somebody who is in grade 6 in discussing or solving a grade 10 algebra problems. That was somebody who was supposed to be pushed ahead, guided, his money being managed well, and also being taught advanced and special programs. But what do we have? A system that is still confined, a system that is still structured, and a system that is very also difficult to change. A system that we are still fighting, trying to find the balance, especially our education system. Maybe we'll find a way to get it in order. Maybe we'll find a way to get our system in order. Because had we harnessed those knowledge 20 years ago, or had we done that 10 years ago, had we positioned these children across the sectors, in Namibia we had advanced policing, we wouldn't have these cases that children just missing and detective are not able to solve a puzzle. Three children missing within the same school, same age. Then up to now, there is nothing which is solved. If there was, if we have harnessed those knowledge, we wouldn't have this complication in terms of the law. We would have best lawyers who solve the system. We would have best investigators. Would have solved the issue of corporate affairs fights. We have put our SOAs in order. But that will only happen if you have harnessed knowledge, people who can build system, people who can see the future, and also people who can change things which are not working. Because other countries have done it, but maybe it's also now the right time to see, especially those who are leading institutions, to say, what do we do with the gifted? Because it's only in, I've seen it in America, I did not see it in other countries, where somebody got a bursary to study, got a scholarship to study, and after that the person can still come back and sit at home. Somebody is funded, but there are no plans after that person. And that's why we have this crisis that we have in Namibia. And it's also very dangerous, actually, very dangerous if these people are not dead. They become criminals, they become terrorists, they become dangerous for the society, because wherever they are going, they are going to succeed. If a gifted child is sent into the street, they will become a successful criminal in the street, a successful drug lord in the street, and it's not good for the society. They'll become a successful rebel because he still has his planning skills, just that now he's utilized from the other side. That's why those who studied security will be able to tell you. That's why there's a lot of things that I don't support with what the U.S. is doing. But one of the things is that they are very competitive, and they won in a lot of things. But one thing that you also need to respect them is that they respect capacity. Because when you see, there was somebody who showed me a picture of science competition in the U.S., but all the faces I'm seeing is Chinese and Japanese children. But they are Americans. Why are they in the national team to win against China in sport? Because they realize to say, no, some of these guys have extraordinary capacity. Let's give them, let's accommodate them here. If their parents want a visa, let's give them, because it's good for the society. So that is a conversation. That is a conversation. And you should get me very clearly. I'm not saying other children are not gifted, but you understand what I mean. And you also need to understand where I'm coming from. And there is this thing in the society. When a child of Helmut is number one at school, and I think it's a thing which comes with envy. When it's the number one at school, and people don't speak about this thing. People are trying all their means to put this child down. They're trying all their means to put this child down, and when this child failed, it's a celebration. Who does she or thing he is? But this was a person who was going to become a neurologist, or this was a person who was going to be a doctor of the brain and cure brain cancer, for example. This was the person who was going to change the whole system. This was the person who was going to cure diseases that affect Namibians. But just because a person is not guided and supported, there is no special treatment for this person, then we are defeated. So let us look at the short commercial break, and you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401, and we'll come back shortly.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune ujo, o tukwetira o special ange, tashake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka, opone uje ndife nawa, nukumona oija mwiri nawa, ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali, ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are looking at harnessing, protecting, guiding, supporting, and also mentoring the most gifted children of our generation. And also when we reach 2030, when we reach 2035, at least we have a very clear plan. Either at our business school, engineering campus, at any other field, to make sure that those gifts of children should not just be flushed away by the system, any single mistake. Then they will end up the planners of haste. They will end up the drunk lords. And they will end up dominating the street. But to have an accommodative system that is able to assist them, and also to make sure that they contribute positively to the development of the country, and also to learn from other countries to say, what do you do with your own? What do you do with your own? Because these are the assets of the country. Yeah, it's 19 minutes past the hour of 7, and we'll be looking at what we have in the Villager newspaper for today. What do we have in the Villager newspaper for today before we move forward? And as we are always indicating to say, do not miss out with the Villager newspaper. Do not miss out with the Villager newspaper, because this is where the conversation is extended into a written form. This is where the conversation is extended, and here is where you are going to get many stories, advertisement, and also institution of learning, especially when you are at the beginning of the year. And you are looking for a university to study. You are looking for success stories. You are looking for advertisement in terms of sales. Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. Looking on top of the Villager newspaper for today, it is stated that illegal fencing crisis deepens in Kavango West, and cases are expected to exceed 60. And there are those who do not like following the laws. There are those who do not like following the laws. Or there are some complications in terms of how the law is applied. And there is an article by my colleague Anakreta Haikera that is speaking about the illegal fencing of communal land in Kavango is to continue unabated, with authorities warning that the number of confirmed cases are expected to be above 60. And investigations are still going. Investigations are still ongoing. And there's a bit of contradiction in people defying the Communal Land Act. And something that needs to be looked at. And you also look at statistics from Kavango West Communal Land Board, looking at hectares of land that are already affected. And there is a very interesting article to look at, which is indicating that, you know, according to the Kavango West Communal Land Board, more than 21,534.91 hectares of communal land have already been affected by illegal fencing across the region. Read further and also look at what is happening, especially in that side of Kavango West. It's Kavango West, especially when it's coming to illegal fencing. Who are involved? What is the police saying? What is the land body saying? And what need to be done moving forward? And when you look at page 3 of the Villager newspaper, you look at University of Namibia and also 2026 application extended. If you want to study at UNAM, look at page 3 of the Villager newspaper. Then you also see that application period is extended from the 12th to the 28th of January 2026, which means that you have until next week. You have until next week to make sure that you have applied. Especially, you know, there are always those who applied last year, you were rejected or you failed that mock examination, or we did not have enough documents, did not have an ID. There are always those complications, especially at the beginning of the year. And there are also those who do not understand, because one thing I have also realized is that I don't want to say people should not follow deadlines. There are always solutions to any problem, especially with academic complication. And most of the first-year students are very stressed. Most of the parents are very stressed. My child is not accepted at this university. I don't know where she's going to be. And you find them. But go to university, accompany your child, or mistake with somebody, go and ask politely. And you also find out that sometimes those education administrator may be overwhelmed, but with patience and time, you will be accepted. That's why make sure that you have time and do your application so that you will be accepted. And it's also good to ask questions, because sometimes people, we don't like asking questions. Even me myself, I found myself beforehand, I did not like asking questions, but I realized that sometimes you are wasting time and energy. I remember there was one of my embarrassing moment in I think 2019. I went to Ministry of Education, and I made some of the very, it's a mistake which taught me actually a lot of things. There was this application for applying for a post of just putting things into the system, that time of examination, those short-term application. I went there to submit my application, I think 2019. Then I was moving upstairs to HR, the Ministry of Education. Then there was one woman, it's a cleaner. I did not even greet that woman. I just went and I came back and said, man, I was lost. I have to come back to her and say, no, ma'am, how are you doing? And I'm lost. Where is the HR? That woman just told me one thing which I'll never forget. She just said, I was so embarrassed, né? To say, no, you just passed by here, you did not even greet me. And it taught me a lot of things. To say, sometimes you think you know, but at least respect and ask a person, ask for direction. And from there, I realized, to say, no, a person is just a person. Even when you find him at the institution, it could be that the security guard know the institution better than many people. But just because we think we are number one, will not be able to do that. But ask a question, especially during registration. Ask the courses that you are registering. Ask questions. Get curriculum. Do not rush just because you want to be registered. Enjoy what you are studying, and also know what you are studying. Don't just do that because you want to be at university. Because we found a lot of people who end up embarrassing themselves, and also who end up also quitting just because they wanted to study for the sake of studying. But ask a question, get guided, get clarity, and don't do what others are doing. Just because your friend is studying engineering, you're also studying engineering, but you know you are good with business, or you are good with environmental science, or you are good with law. That's why sometimes there are times where peer pressure should not be there. You must be pressure. Peer pressure must apply in terms of maybe studying, or maybe you must be motivated not to say peer pressure. But if you do what everybody is doing, then you are making a big mistake. Yeah. This article by my colleague Dwight Links, page 4. The Villager newspaper, to say 2025 election bogged by confluence of issues. And it's an analysis looking at procedural challenges, problematic issues, especially it's coming to 2025 elections. It's coming to 2025 elections. And you can also be able to look at the report, analysis of report by NID, Namibia Institute of Democracy. And you also look at what have happened in 2025 regional and local authority elections. What are the statistics saying? And also, what are some of the areas that we also need to improve? Because systems, institutions, and processes are very important, as also the law guiding those system and institution. And when you find the loopholes, because remember, if there are loopholes in the law, and you are using those loopholes to, and it's also quite very interesting, and you are using them for your advantage, or they are beneficial to you, when you find yourself on the other side, you also find it very difficult. That's why if the law is applying to everybody, if they are cleared, ironed out legal issues, procedural issues, then it's easier to move forward, and also it's easier to strengthen institutions. Yeah, you look at page 5. You also look at the article on Payment Association of Namibia to say Payment Association of Namibia wants merchants on card transaction surcharges, and stated that. In a statement released last week by Payment Association of Namibia, issued a warning to merchants charging additional fees on card transaction for their debit and credit cards, saying it would take the necessary actions, especially to those who are overcharging, And those are some of the things that you need to find out, that you'll find out actually, especially those who love swiping. Those who love swiping, you just swipe to say, no, I swipe. But if somebody made a charge of extra 50 cents to you, it's nothing. But in the world of money, 50 cents plus 50 cents is $1. And if the person did that to 20,000 people, you understand how rich that person is going to be within a day. That's why those institutions that are responsible for guiding and regulating those aspects are speaking to say, when it comes to overcharging, those who are overcharging, especially in swiping, you will be dealt with accordingly by the law. And yeah, look at page 6 of the Villager newspaper. You look at the Velvicha School of Agriculture to say if you have a farm, you're interested in farming, or you have a worker at your farm, interesting courses offered by Mururani Campus, especially level 2. You have a national certificate in horticulture and crop husbandry. This level 2, you have also a national vocational certificate in farm machinery and infrastructure. Level 2, national vocational certificate in livestock husbandry. That is level 2. And you can only get that from Vervicia School of Agriculture and Natural Conservation. And that is Mururani Campus. And 2026 application now open until the 31st of January. There is still time. The application is just $200. Make sure that you have applied, or you have somebody who is who want to apply, especially in the field of agriculture, the field of technical agriculture. That is a vocational certificate until level 2. Make sure that you apply. And I think it's also interesting because if I have to, my memory serve me well, these are also some of the courses that will be funded for free. Because if you look at the new education subsidization of education, say vocational education, from a certificate until level 6, you will be funded. And think, make sure that you go and ask for clarity. Because sometimes we are scared of things, but it's just an education for free there. But you are just scared looking at the money. But that's why I'm saying, 2026, ask question. Don't just be in the mall and you are lost. Ask question. It's a better way to ask a question. Because they are saying somebody who can ask a question can be a fool for that time. Somebody who cannot ask, you can be a fool for the whole life because you are not asking questions. Ask a question. If you do not know, ask. There's nobody who knows everything. Even that who is guiding you. Maybe he was lost than you think you are. Yeah, looking at page 7, there's an article by by Lois Ashimi, by my colleague Lois Ashimi there, to look at business registration. It's up to, it's at 59.7% in the third quarter of 2025. And that is show how the activity of business registration and also the interest of business activities in Namibia is happening. And those are some of the statistics, especially looking at the year 2025. And if you're an SME operator, you must be guided by data. Must be guided by data, because numbers do not lie, and must be guided by data. A business consultant, if you are a business researcher, if you are an SME operator, don't just operate in a vacuum, but you must be guided by data. Must be able to be guided by data, so that you can be able, to make rational but also impactful, decision. Now look at page 8 of the Villager newspaper. There's an article by David Shombe that is looking at Alan Gray fellowship, investing in Namibia critical roles, and that is also associated and aligned with today's conversation, to say what do you do to the most gifted, the most advanced. And I'm not only saying those who get Alan Gray fellowships are the only advanced, students. But I must tell you, I get a conversation to engage with some of these humble and gifted students. You realize that they are not yesterday. They are not yesterday. These are some of the future of Namibia. But what is also interesting, and about this conversation, about this article, you can also be able to look at what do they do after they complete their university. What do they do after completion of the university? Do they just allow them to go in the street? Do they just give them jobs? What happened to those who have research ideas? What happened to those who have business ideas? You realize to say they are also funded, and you look at the work that they do, and also look at critical subjects. And one of the very interesting thing is that look at actuary science. And actuary science is some of the new courses, and most important, most advanced, especially in the field of finance, the field of mathematics and finance, most complicated and most needed, because these are the people who run industry, because there was a time I ran into one CEO who is running an engineering project. I said, "No, what did you study?" He said, "No, you study economics and actuary science." I say, what is that?" Then you realize to say, these are some of the rare courses, especially in the corporate field, because these people will be able to solve your complex problems. It's not only about mechanical engineering. It's not only about future studies. It's not only about chartered accountant, but there is actuary science. That when you get there, you must be able to be ready for challenges, and there is nothing which cannot be done. And you realize that some of these courses which are being funded by this fellowship, and we can also be able to realize to say, students across across the country, they also get programs, and also see. Maybe also be able to get the benchmark to say, not only Alan Gray, but also the government and the whole Namibia, to make sure that the gifted must be assisted to move fast forward first and capture those critical courses, harness those critical skills, so that that is the only way we are going to build industries. We need the best lawyers. We need the best mathematicians. We need the best microbiologists, not only laboratory researchers, but microbiologists who can go beyond the obvious, who can build the industries, and also can build the businesses too from their field. And that is one of the things which have been happening. So look at page 9 of the Villager newspaper. You look at Ongwediva Achievers Private Center to say when you pass when you pass AS level, when you pass but not really with good marks, when you are not able to go forward to AS level, especially this private center, it's only educating those who are advancing from NSSCO. You find those who are saying, oh, my life is coming to an end after I fail grade 11 or ordinary level. But it's an alternative. And that alternative is found at page 9 of the Villager newspaper. That is Ongwediva Achievers Private Center. And offering subject in English, Oshindonga, Biology, Chemistry, Physics, Development Studies, Entrepreneurship, Accounting, Business, Economics, History, Geography, and Agriculture Science. And if you're a parent, really, you are investing in your children. Don't worry about those who passed. If you always did not make it, there are other alternatives. You can only read the Villager newspaper, page 9. Then you get the contacts there. Then you can also get in touch with them, so that those who need support can be supported. And looking at page 10, you can also find reviews, industrial reviews, especially looking at industrial reviews in various industry. Either is food industry, either is airline. It's also in review on Economibia Leo, or low earth orbit, receive CRAN approval, Economibia, in partnership with OneWeb, has been granted approval by Communication Regulatory Authority of Namibia to provide internet service in Namibia via low earth orbit satellite. And people are asking, when you see some of this institution coming to Namibia, maybe Starlink is also at the door. Maybe Starlink is also at the door. And those are some of the development. Read the review. Expand your skill. And Namibia imported 6.4 million kilograms of pork in 11 months. And we have been speaking about our way with importing. Our way with importing. But when you speak about our way with importing, it's... It's only when you know, we produce at home, and that will also be able to guide and indicate to us that when you say away with importing, then we also be able also to find ways on harnessing those skills of doing business in pork industry, so that we'll not only be giving our works away, but also produce at home. BW prepaid airtime purchase cheaper than industry average. Get the opportunity, read what does it mean, and go through, get that content. And we are indicating to you that the Villager newspaper for today is rich. It's rich in content and that's not worth missing. And if you miss this, you miss a lot, you miss your insight, then you miss having those input. Look at the IUM success story. Look at the IUM success story to say why you should study with IUM where you're studying in 2026. Read success stories in IUM. Read the courses. And also read the services being given there. To say even if you fail, what other special programs are there for you, so that you'll be able to be assisted by one of the fast growing private university in Namibia and also abroad. Make sure you read the page of International University of Management and why you should study there too. And there is an opinionated article by Kanjongo Kamkwanyoka, especially his thinking, his view about Angoa. He said, I have changed my mind on Angoa. I have changed my mind on Angoa. And what does he mean when he's speaking about he changed his mind on Angoa? Go and read on African Growth and Opportunity Act and what are the advantage and disadvantage of it. But let us look at Express Credit and move forward.
Has your phone ever taken a nosedive into the kitchen sink? Take control with Express Credit. Borrow up to 32,000 Namibian dollars. Fast, reliable, same-day approval. Apply for a quick cash loan. Call 90,000.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Kukupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle.
Yeah, it's 47 minutes, but now 7. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. And just to look at page 12 of the Villager newspaper, where there's an opinionated article about Angoa. And also to look at what Kanjongo Kamkwanyoka has to say when he's speaking about it. He changed his mind about Angoa. And you must be able to understand that Angoa has passed, the House of Representative with a majority vote, which means that that agreement will be extended to African countries. But remember, there are also some punitive approaches, especially in terms of trade, to say you must only enter this if you are of interest. And when you enter into the trade area, it's also very difficult for you to enter into trade relations with other countries. And also ask yourself to say, Namibia, which side are we choosing? Choosing our big brother South Africa and Russia. Choosing our big brother South Africa and Russia and China. Or we are playing it safe to be a friend to all, enemy to none. As long as you are not threatening our interests, then you are a good guy to us. And also to see what is the view of a policy and economic researcher has to say from that aspect. Because in the current world, you need somebody who understands trade very well. Because when you are entering those room, you don't only need a diplomatic toolkit, but you need advanced level of understanding in terms of trade and capacity of trained understanding, because if you are not, then other people will take advantage of your resources. Then we continue to suffer many years to come. But that is an aspect. And the last page, page 13, you see, you save with advertisement. Don't miss out January prices. Do not meet out. Don't miss out. Don't miss out if you want to buy your mayonnaise, you want to buy your Nola sunflower at $32.99. If you want to buy your mixed portion of real good chicken at of 2 kg at $109.99. So you want the milk Bonita of 1 liter just at $19.99, or 5 kg of top score maize meal at $62.99. Or you want Umhaka, you want the champion Poroni, just 100 gram of $10.99. Or you want a specialized package of 170 Namibian dollars, where you have rice, you have sugar, you have macaroni, 2 kg and 2.5, and there are packages there, and also super maize meal at 170, and this will save you, especially looking at January, and if you have to send your kids to school. But read the village newspaper, page 13, then you get that content. Yeah, it's 9 minutes before we give the mic to the big mic to unpack the day. And as I indicated today, we continue to speak about the gifted, the extraordinary, the super intelligent children of our generation. To say, do we have institution? Do we have rehabilitation measures? Do we have special arrangement of treating and respecting skills? What do you do at high school that makes sure that those who are gifted are supported? What do you do if the gifted is coming from a level of poverty? What are special arrangements being done? Because remember, poverty is also a very difficult thing. If you find a parent, let me give an example of a single parent who is living, for example, in an informal sector, living deep down the village. And this person, she has only one child, but that child is super intelligent. But you know that the probability of that child not to succeed is very high in Namibia, especially if there is no proper support. Sometimes a person is excelling at school just because there is no food at home. This person will not be able to perform. Just because there is nobody to motivate this person will not be able to perform. Just because there are no proper information, proper guidance, this person is not going to perform. And just because there are no clear information on management of this child pressure. Because in Namibia now, and it's proven, it's the only country, you find somebody, even a child, who is 15 years old, with high blood pressure, high level of depression, and you're asking yourself where the world is going. So to say, poverty is not only affecting the stomach and also the pocket or what you eat, can also affect the mind of children, can also traumatize children, because in African tradition, if there is not enough food at home, the parents, they don't eat, they only sacrifice for their children. But in a situation where things get very tough, you also find out that children also start realizing to say, man, my parents are also suffering. They are also suffering. And you find the children, instead of going to school or taking education seriously, they also started to make a side hustle. But those are things that we need to look at to say, for us to look at the future. When you say Vision 2030, what do we do to make sure that we put our best foot ahead, so that when we get there, we find out that we have those who can be able to protect us, those who can be able also to cure our diseases, those who can be able to keep the light on. Because if you speak about the bigger ambitions of having uranium planned, you also need to make sure that you position your horses very well to make sure that immediately after the establishment of those industries, they take over and they lead those industries, they lead those projects. And maybe if we do that, we also find ourselves not having a lot of consultants from outside to lead the project that they will not see to their final conclusion, so that at least the gifted, the able, being able also to be protected, because there is always that person who was excelling well in class, but these people end up not finishing high school. Maybe they are chased out of school because of they are not behaving very well, because psychology has proven to say uncontrolled intelligence can be very dangerous. Uncontrolled intelligence can be very dangerous. That's why if you read the journals and also history of mad genius, not really to say they are mad, which is not actually a right way to use, just because the intelligence finds itself in an unfiltered environment or in an environment where their skills are not utilized. That's why they end up doing best in the wrong environment. Because you find a criminal who pulled out one of the sophisticated, difficult to understand criminal activity. And I realized to say, if this intelligence was used for proper guidance, if this intelligence was used to maybe build an industry, it would be a great industry. And that control intelligence, we have also seen that if you look at, if you take an IQ test, then you look at the suspect of Fishrod scandal, you realize to say, they are not the ordinary Jay and David. You realize that it's intelligence used in the wrong environment. It's intelligence used for a wrong purpose. But if we guide those children from a very young age, what intelligence can do? We should not have them in jail, because you find what they did could not have been done. If you find somebody can even push for state-to-state bilateral agreement just to make sure that they take advantage of that situation, not everybody can do that. You realize to say there was a lot of intensive planning, and also asking yourself to say, if this mind was used for development of Namibia, how many jobs could have been created? How many jobs could have been created to make sure that Namibia gets somewhere? Good morning.
David.
Yes.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, how are you?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Oh, just how are you doing? I don't know why my app is not connecting to you people.
Oh, are you not connected?
No, I have not been connected. I don't know whether I deleted that one. I downloaded the new one, but it's still not going.
Can you try to download another one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how are you doing?
No, I'm doing very well. How are things
going? How are the current affairs?
Oh, the current affairs are understandable. And,
so the education system and the government subsidized education is moving well.
Yeah, I think there are some improvement. We cannot say it's 100%, but there are some improvement based on what has been communicated. And I think clarity is still coming on, but in terms of funding, there are very, very improvement moving forward. Just tell people to go to university and ask good questions.
Explain, and let's thank God for the political leadership.
Okay, thank you.
All the best.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, and Kabwana is asking about education system. And we are saying the policy is taking a shape. It's taking a shape that we should not deny. It's taking a shape, especially reading at the communique although there is a bit of ambiguity some here, somewhere, maybe those things will be clarified. But what is necessary, what is needed, is equitable distribution of resources. Education is one of them, and subsidized education should turn into free tertiary education, because you want to reach a point that once you reach grade or AS level, or once you reach ordinary level, or once you completed with needed requirement when you enter university to study a course, it should be that, or it must be, that is funded, because that is a point that those have been the goal of free education system. But for now, it's, the policy is taking a shape, and we also should thank those who are at the front line. And what we need is sustainability. Sustainability. So not just introduce a project, then it fail. But the sustainability, and also long-term thinking, particularly those who are running the education policies, and also those projects. So, dear listeners, we come to the end of our conversation, especially with Early Morning Scoop, and we're going to reach you, to review, in the good hands of the big Mike, Michael Shoveri from Andangwa, to unpack the day. For me, David Shobe, bye-bye for now. See you around. Sharp, sharp. Michael Shoveri, the mic is yours.